I sent Brother Tim's daddy a text yesterday, Brother Sonny Talbert, because he sends me a sermon every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning, your grandpa sends me a message. I must really need some preaching. And I sent him a text and I said, your grandkids were a real blessing in the camp meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, praise the Lord, I'll be praying.
Amen.
Pray for Brother Sonny Talbert. He's at that age now, he's got a few physical struggles. And I'm sure he would appreciate your prayers.
Yeah.
Brother Tim.
Amen.
Man, it's good to be in the house of the Lord and appreciate the goodness of God. And the Bible says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll be honest with you, I can't get over how good God is to me.
Amen.
You know me by name. You see me. But I know me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, me too.
My family knows me.
Sure.
Right.
But yet, in spite of myself,
amen, brother.
God is good.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
real good. Hey.
I'll be honest with you, there's times I ain't been good to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
But what's the good about God is he don't stop loving you.
Amen.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, he'll whip you. Whoop you.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between a whooping and a whipping, amen.
Yeah.
He don't whoop the devil's crowd.
No.
Yeah,
if
right.
You ain't never been whooped, you ain't his.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's the Bible.
The Bible says you're a bastard and not a son.
Yeah, right.
It says.
But I'm glad I know I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
And I'm saved. You say, well, you don't look it, you don't. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You ain't going to take it from me.
Amen.
It's settled in my heart.
Yep.
I've been sealed until the day of redemption.
Amen.
I belong to God. Amen.
Yep.
What a God we have. Amen. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he ain't dead.
Amen.
Do appreciate being here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3. This morning, book of Ephesians chapter 3. As we know, Paul is writing to the church here at Ephesus. The Bible says in verse number 19, and to know the love of Christ. Aren't you glad you can know?
Yep.
The love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You realize this morning you can be filled with the fullness of God? It just don't happen. I'm studying the life of Elijah and Elisha. Do you realize Elisha wanted that double portion so bad? Elijah said, leave. You need to stay here. He said, uh-uh.
That's right.
50's on the other side seeing what was happening. You know what a lot of people's doing? They're just seeing.
Right. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
That is all they have. That is all they want. They just want to see it.
Right.
I don't want to be one of them that just sees it.
No,
come on, preacher.
I want to be filled. When I go to a buffet, I get filled. Amen. I mean, I can't hardly walk when I get out. I get all I want. You realize God wants to give us all he's got, but it's up to you to get it. The Bible says here, with all the fullness of God, now unto him. It didn't say now unto us.
Amen.
Brother Cobb's right. There's a lot of churches that's just their church.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in them churches where they say, my church.
Yeah.
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 Well, you got God out.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on now.
Help.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him. Unto him.
Yeah.
Not your ministry.
Come on, great.
Not the church member. Not the pastor.
Amen.
Not the evangelist. Not the missionary. But unto him.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Be glory in the church.
Amen.
By Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Throughout all ages.
Amen.
The world without end.
Amen.
And then he says, amen. I want to preach this morning just for a few minutes on let the church say amen.
Oh, yeah.
You realize this morning it is a Bible word, amen. It starts in the book of Numbers. It's dealing with adultery of an innocent woman. And the Bible says she's the same. Amen. Do you realize that the last chapter of the book of Revelation, the last word is amen. You realize this morning it's important to give God glory. And the way we can give him glory, give him honor, is to say amen.
Amen.
You say amen, you are in agreement. Amen. You are in total agreement. There is nothing else that needs to be said.
Amen.
The first time that I said it's in the book of Numbers. In Revelation 22:21, John writes and he ends up with amen. You know what the Lord said?
Amen.
You realize this heavenly language? People's got all kinds of ideas about heaven. They think we get there, all you're going to do is go and look for your loved ones. There will be a time for that. It was done read to us over in Revelation chapter 4. Thou round the throne. And when you get there, the first thing you're going to do is get around Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Everybody that came in contact with him did one or two things. It's all through the gospel. They fell down and worshiped him.
Yeah.
Or they went away.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
You realize God desires worship.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
He made you to worship him.
Amen.
You realize the world worships. You say, I don't worship. Oh, no, yes, you do. Romans chapter 1.
Yeah, you do. You're right.
Every human being, God put a desire in your heart to worship something. And you and I ought to worship that are saved, the true and the living God.
Yeah.
Give him praise. Give him glory. Why? He deserves our praise. He deserves our honor. He deserves for you and I to give him praise. Give glory. I say to you this morning, let the church say
amen.
You see, the government ain't going to do it.
Right.
Some churches ain't going to do it.
You're right.
You ever been in a dead church?
Sure.
You ever said amen?
Yeah.
If you got what we had,
amen.
It ought to be something stirred down in your heart. I'd rather be choked up on peanut butter 100 miles from water than be a bunch of dead, dried up outfit. Amen. I like going to church. I like watching people shout. I like them waving their hand. I like them saying hallelujah. I like them running. Amen. Wow. That's about Jesus Christ. It's about him. Amen. It ain't about you, but it's about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We think it's about us. We think we can do it, but I got news for you. You can't. The longer I live, I'll soon be 52. I realize how much I really need him.
Right.
I need him more and more and more.
Right.
Let the church say,
amen.
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 You know the people in the days of Nehemiah had the amen corner? Yeah. Over in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says that Ezra opened the book. Now, there's some of these preachers that never took the book to the pulpit. Amen. I'm glad God gave us a book. And God help you if you go to a pulpit without the book. Amen. Good preacher Sam doing a message done this morning. Amen. Good. And he opened the book in the sight of all the people.
Come on.
The people saw him with the, you know, the days of Josiah. You know what the Bible says? And the book was lost.
Yeah.
And it was in a strange place where it was lost.
Yeah, right.
In the house of God.
Yeah.
The Bible says, and they found the book. Wouldn't it be sad if the book was lost?
Oh, my.
Shady Acres Baptist Church. Wouldn't it be but sad it was lost at your church? Can I tell you this morning, that's the way it is in a lot of churches. They've lost a book. I tell you this morning, thank God for the book. Don't lose the book. Amen. Keep the book in your heart. Keep the book in your mind. Thank God he gave us a book. Amen. The Bible says in Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
Yeah.
I preach in a church revival every year. When you open the book, you go to the pulpit, you start reading your text, they all stand.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you have to do that, but it was a unique thing that it's the only church I go to. I didn't ask them to stand. But I walked into the pulpits. There might be other churches that do that, but in this particular church, we walk up and I open the Bible and begin to read. That's Bible.
Yeah.
Apparently they read it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sad thing in our day and time. We got a book. Not many of them's reading it.
Oh, yeah.
The only time you get in your book, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Shame on us, amen. Shame on you, amen. Hey, God gave us a book we can open up and read out of it,
amen.
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered. Amen.
Amen.
With lifting up their hands. You realize that's Bible?
Yeah.
God bless your heart. You get more excited about a ball game.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, preach.
Yeah, you're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say I'm not emotional. You're a liar. There ain't a person in here that's not emotional.
Come on.
Amen.
I promise.
Amen. Somebody give you $1 million, you'll get emotional. Somebody stick a gun between your eyeballs, you'll get emotional. Amen. You are, God made us emotional. Why don't our emotions get toward him? Why don't we lift up our hands to give him glory? Give him why he is able. Abundantly, exceeding abundantly, above all. More than you can ask or think. God is able. He's able to do anything that you're in need of. He's able to supply your need. He's able to help you in the storms of life. My God, your God is able. Lifted up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces. To the ground.
Come on. Help us.
You really think this morning, really, how much do we really give God praise? How much do we really worship him? When you really get in a worship,
You don't care who's sitting beside you.
That's exactly right. You're right.
Everything's walked out. Except for you and God.
Amen.
How long has it ever been since it's just been you and God?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
You see, we see that it was in response to the reading of the Word of God.
Yeah.
I will shout, hoop, and holler that we got the book.
Yeah. You're on it, son.
You see, I was raised in the church. I was up in my teenage years before I ever knew there was anything other than the King James.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I was sheltered.
Praise God.
I was sheltered from the booze.
That's good, brother.
Drugs. I don't know nothing about the world.
Praise God.
I hear preachers get up and preach about their old life, and I can name them. I ain't going to do that. But there was one particular preacher that came and preached, Brother Jim McGahee, Jubilee. He preached to the youth, and he gave his testimony. I said, I want that. And thank God for those that got saved from all of that.
Yeah.
But I got saved from it. I don't know nothing about all that.
Amen. That's
I do think it would be worse on me than it would be for some of the others. And I am part of that generation that was raised up in it. And I'm very thankful that God has allowed me to be raised in a Bible-believing church. I preached the book. I got it in my heart. Amen. I may not know nothing about that, but I know something about church. I know something about worshiping Him. I know when He shows up. I know when He don't. I know when He leaves.
Come on, preacher.
I don't want Him to leave.
Right.
I don't want to ever come to a place.
Yeah.
Right, and get in my life when I can say I can do it without you.
Right.
Right. I don't need you no more. God help us.
Yeah.
Don't you dare sit there and us think that it won't happen to us.
Right.
Oh God.
It can happen. I don't know how I got on off all that, but we ought to say amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, it's been good this week.
Amen.
We can get better.
Yeah.
Amen. We can just about get over on the other side. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this morning, when you say amen, there's nothing that can be added to it or taken away from it. It is a settled truth.
Yeah.
You know, the world don't say amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
They don't know that language.
That's right.
Amen.
I've talked to people that are lost, and it comes out of my mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I've got a different language. I've even told to a lost person dealing with them, getting apart or what have you. Thank you, brother. It's my language. My language is different from the world. Amen. God help you this morning. If your language ain't different from the world, you can tell the dirty jokes. You can laugh with them. Amen. Say what they say. God help us. We are different.
Breathe,
my people.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We ain't like what they are.
Amen.
Amen. You see, it's a good language for the church. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 7, 11 and 12, and all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts fell before the throne and their faces and worship God, saying, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, you ought to thank Him a little bit down here along the way. Amen.
Amen.
It's a good language.
Right.
It's a great language.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I say the amen of His commission?
Yes, sir. Yeah, amen.
Is what? To go ye.
Go ye. Amen.
Amen. We find it here the first time that the Lord said the word amen. And He said it at the end of the model prayer here the first time to the people. We find that this is commissions to the church to go.
Come on.
We've got the story.
Yep.
It's a great story.
Amen.
Yep.
It ain't your story.
Right.
And it ain't my story. It's a story about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, the world that is in need to hear.
Right.
And the only way they're going to hear is if we go.
That's right.
Amen.
There's a way that is right.
Yes, right.
There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But then there's God's way.
All right.
Man has his own way.
Yep.
Religion has their way.
Yep.
But God has his way.
Amen.
The only way you'll get to Jesus Christ is through God's way.
Amen.
There's a message to be told. The death, the burial, and the resurrection.
Amen. Yeah.
I don't get tired of preaching about the death, the burial, the resurrection. There's something down on the inside. I've never been to Jerusalem. And I ain't going to find the bones because they ain't there. Amen. I'll tell you what he done left out. Hallelujah. God, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That third day, out from the grave, he arose. And it's a great story to tell the world. Jesus saves. And I say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's the amen, not only the commission, but the amen of his conquering. John in Revelation 1:18, it sees the glorified Lord Jesus for the first time. John falls to his feet before him. He gets a vision of him. We ought to find ourselves in that same position.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Bible says, reaches and touches him. Tells him, I am he that was dead. Amen.
Amen.
And is alive.
Amen.
And he confirms it with the word, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I like it.
Says, I am the first. Before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
Amen. He's the last. Amen. Then I can say, last of all, I can say amen that he conquered it all. But then I can say amen of his coming.
Amen.
You say, I don't believe it. It don't matter.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
Know, there are just some things ain't going to change.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, it ain't changing.
No, you're right.
Whether you believe Jesus saves, whether you believe it or not, it don't change.
Yeah, you're right.
If nobody received him, it still didn't change.
Amen.
The changing of his coming. You know, the book, where is it? Timothy, I believe it is. At the conference came and they made, and said, where is the promise of his coming? You realize, Paul, the Apostle Paul looked for his coming.
Yeah.
What are you and I looking for?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, we got plans. You better make plans. There's nothing wrong with making plans. Amen.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong. You know, years ago, a lot of preachers opted out of Social Security and all that, thought the Lord would come and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't come.
Yeah.
What thing my daddy told me, don't you opt out. He didn't come. Don't hop out.
Right.
It may not be much, at least you'll get a little bit.
Yeah. You're right.
They might back you come out, might be, well, I don't know about all that kind of stuff. Amen. And I realize that we better trust God, but you still better make plans.
Amen.
What if he don't come?
Right. Yeah, we don't know.
But you ought to still be looking.
Yeah. That's right.
Our redemption draws nigh. It ain't changed.
No.
Because he ain't come back yet, he ain't changed.
No.
You realize he ain't up our sweat. I think as much as we anticipate him to come, he is in anticipate for his return for the church. Amen. I'm glad tonight, this morning, I'm a part.
Yeah.
I'm a born again believer.
Yeah.
I'm a God. I'm looking for his return.
Yeah.
It might be today, it might be tomorrow, it might The doctrine of his coming has not changed.
Amen.
He's a coming.
Yes, he is.
Might be today, might be tomorrow, might be years from now. I don't know. But he's a coming.
Yes, he is.
So let the church say,
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Boy, that's good.
That's great.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Wonderful. Yeah, I opted out of that Social Security. All my CPAs advice.
Did he have that to do with the war?